What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Yep. Well done.
Good job, Bo.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Monday afternoon, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get into an NFL no huddle in just a minute. Back into some of the other the ins and outs of the Super Bowl, the X's and O's of the Super Bowl 20 minutes from now. Just a dominant performance in the trenches by the Philadelphia Eagles, where they have built their football team from the inside out.
Yep.
The way that it's supposed to be done. There's a lot of ways to do it.
Yeah.
But that's the way they did it, and it's worked out very well for them. We'll get back into that. And then the back page with Bo coming up at
12:40. You look at, right, and Shefty just tweeted out the pending free agents for the Eagles.
Okay.
Okay, Zach Bond.
Yeah.
Okay, Josh Sweat.
Okay.
Milton Williams going to get paid.
Yeah, he had a great game last night.
He's going to get paid.
I think those two guys combined for five sacks.
He's going to get paid
this
offseason. Yep. And so, the rest of these guys are backups and things like that. So, for the most part, their core is coming back.
What of those three do you think they keep?
Williams.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're trying to keep the interior of that defensive line together.
Yeah, because someone will pay Sweat a bunch of money on the open market.
Yeah.
Like, somebody's going to do that thing, and whatever, maybe it'll work out, where you pay somebody else's pass rusher a whole bunch of money,
right,
and then hope he can recreate it there. Doesn't have all the other guys around him like he has there, so maybe it'll work like that, maybe it won't. Yeah, and then Bond, who knows?
Who knows? But he's going to get paid, though.
He is.
He is going to get paid because, dude, you just don't – the production that he had this past year, unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
The production he had was unbelievable.
When I remember, not going to lie, I don't remember him as a big special teams difference maker when he was in New Orleans.
No.
But I remember him flying around in that week three or week four, whatever game it was, between the Falcons and the Eagles.
Making every play.
I was like, who the hell is that guy? Who's Zach Bond?
And
then I remember Arch was on with us on Wednesday, and he was like, that whatever number, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, Bond. He's like, yeah, that guy's unbelievable.
Yes.
And then in the game, I looked him up. I was like, where'd they draft that guy from? I was like, oh, they didn't.
No.
He's a free agent signing. He's been in the league for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting. Maybe he's in there because somebody's hurt, whatever. No, he just played all year, was top five in defensive player of the year voting, was the first team all pro, and had an interception in the Super Bowl.
I'll tell you this.
That's a pretty good year.
And we talk about, Saquon didn't get it. He had some nice runs, but for the most part, he was bottled up. His blitz pickup yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Goodness gracious. He was stoning.
He was
stoning people yesterday in the blitz pickup department, man. And, you look at it. He's coming back. They got all their offensive playmakers are coming back. They're all signed up. And obviously Saquon is there. You're going to lose Mekhi Becton.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you're good offensively. Defensively, you're going to lose Williams and Sweat probably because they're gonna cash out on the open market.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, you got other guys.
Yeah.
And then what does he do? He drafts guys.
He's drafting.
Yeah, he's just we'll draft another diesel tackle, another defense in.
Yeah.
And we'll put him in the rotation with all our good players.
They also already have guys that they recently drafted that are in the rotation with those guys that now will just get more snaps.
Exactly.
They just have, I don't know, man. Sucks. I wish Howie Roseman now. Yeah, I do. I wish Howie Roseman would come make some of these picks around here. You know what I mean?
He just don't miss a lot.
A lot of these guys are guys we were like, oh, it'd be cool to see as a Falcon.
What's the tackle name? Mailata? He's a damn rugby player.
Jordan Mailata. Man, did you see him coming out for the coin flip?
Dude.
I was like, look at that guy.
That's a
that guy's the size of a house.
They said 6'8", 330. That's the average on their offensive line.
And Mailata's walking out there with not an ounce of body fat on.
He's just a big man.
Just a big, huge rock.
Yeah. just walking him out there. Just.
I just remember when Peters was the guy. And obviously, Peters is incredible.
Yes,
like
he
one
is.
Of the all-time great left tackles. And he was getting hurt late in his career.
Yep.
And I remember they had a big game. It was like, well, Mailata's going to have to start for him. That's an advantage.
You remember they drafted the kid out of Washington State?
Washington State, yeah.
Yeah, to be the left tackle, to take over for JP.
And then Mailata's just like, no, we're good.
Yep.
I'm just going to take right over for Peters, and we're just not going to miss a step, and we're still going to have the best offensive line in football. And they do. I mean, they lost Kelsey. Kelsey's one of the best centers of all time a couple years ago.
Yes.
And they haven't skipped a beat. They still run the tush push all the time. Scored a touchdown on it yesterday.
Yeah, man.
Unbelievable. They're good football.
They are. They're destructive.
Well, and they're champions. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
Falcons beat them.
Damn right. Damn right they did.
Set.
Oh, yeah, that means the Kirk Cousins curse was broken.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Curse Cousins.
Yeah, yeah.
No team had ever lost to Kirk Cousins in the same year they won the Super Bowl. Not anymore.
Not anymore. Now that's all gone. That's just like him.
Just like him.
Yeah.
all is it good things, bad things? I don't know. All things. All things come to an end, and that came to an end as well, including Aaron Rodgers' time in New York, sounds like. They're going to part ways. No longer the quarterback of the New York Jets. That didn't go great. That wasn't a good tenure.
I think, you know, because he played when they were in it, or when they were technically not out of it, he played like ass.
Yeah.
And then once they were technically out of it, he played better.
Right.
You know.
But categorically.
Yeah, it was a
from
disaster.
From a two-year sample
It was a disaster.
Aaron Rodgers' tenure in New York was a disaster.
It was a disaster, and he has to decide, because I think because he got on a plane – That kind of feels like he wants to continue to play.
Right. You wouldn't go out there and talk to them about that.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Didn't want to
or maybe
playing.
He just wanted to see what they were going to do. He makes his move out there. I don't know. But with this quarterback starved league, I'm sure somebody's going to kick the tires. I don't know where, but yeah, I just, you know, I know a lot of people that know AG, Aaron Glenn, the head coach, and they just weren't going to fit.
Nope.
It wasn't going to fit.
I don't remember who said it. Somebody said it perfectly. Aaron Glenn is a no-nonsense coach, and Aaron Rodgers has been nothing but nonsense.
Yeah.
Not a marriage.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Not a marriage.
It's not going to work.
I'll be honest with you. Like, if I'm a team that's quarterback needy, I'm looking somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, there's just too much involved with that.
It just is.
You got to make the juice worth the squeeze, and I don't know if it is right now with him. But, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, and he's a great quarterback, and first ballot.
He will
and all
be
that.
A first. Like, he will
and
be.
And he should be.
Whoever presents him to the Hall of Fame, all he got to say is Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
He ain't got to plead a case. Aaron Rodgers, 5 years after he retired, is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
An incredible career that he had, but, yeah, I mean, it seems like it's probably over, and even if there's still a little bit left in there, it comes with a lot of crap, so I'm not doing it. It sounds very much like the Saints are going to hire Kellen Moore as their head coach.
I think
we thought Kellen Moore was going to be the coach in Dallas.
I guess
he was smart enough not to do that.
But the crazy thing about it is, like, the Saints are a mess.
They are indeed.
They are a mess. And for a guy's first job to be that, you know, I know Sean Payton's first job was after the Katrina and all those different things, and him and Drew, they saved that city, saved that team and everything like that. But this is a mess right here. And you got the one guy who is the reason why he got the job. Like, Kellen Moore is probably their fourth or fifth choice.
Right.
But other guys didn't want to work with Mickey Loomis.
Right.
And now Mickey, I hope the best for Kellen, except for when they play the Falcons. But it's going to be they're $51 million over the cap.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what they're going to do with their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They're old.
Very old.
And they're just not good anymore. It's a badly run organization. And sometimes you look at it from a standpoint where Drew Brees and Sean Payton covered a lot of that up.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Now, they did nice.
They did well around that, too. They did, like, but still.
Yeah, but of course. When you have those two guys, you can get away with a lot of other stuff.
But it's a mess.
That's the thing.
It's a mess.
Kellen Moore can be a really good coach.
Yeah.
Who's his Drew Brees?
Who's his Drew Brees? Exactly. Who's his Drew Brees? Who's his coordinator going to be?
Right.
Like, it's so much that goes into it.
What's his network like?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's going to be the biggest thing is him trying to fill out his staff.
He's young, man.
He's 35.
Is he 35?
Yes.
That's
so he's gonna have to, like, that's what we talk about when you're a young head coach. Like, who do you know? You know, who do you know as far as that? Are the Eagles gonna let him bring some people with him from there? But I mean, he came into the Eagles situation. You know what I mean? He wasn't
right.
You know, they parachuted him into that situation. So it'll be interesting. But good for him, man.
Yeah, should be good news for the Falcons for at least the next couple of years.
I agree.
With this bad.
I agree.
But we said that going into Week 10, and turned out that was the worst game of the whole year
in
terms of everything that happened that day. Travis Kelce hasn't made up his mind on what he's going to do next
year. I'll take my time.
He shouldn't.
Yeah, take your time, man.
If they would have won yesterday, I'd been surprised if he didn't ride off into the sunset.
Yeah.
Makes it hard to ride off into the sunset after that one.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, Kelce, he just, obviously he's older. He doesn't get the separation that he used to get and things like that, and it's so obvious now. And he got through them things. I know, obviously, he wants to go into a different line as far as entertainment, things like that. The suit he had on was whack as hell yesterday. I don't care what nobody thinks.
I didn't see it.
He's like a 1970s like disco dude last night, man.
Really?
Yeah, it was
definitely
dressed
like a porn star.
It dressed like Ron Jeremy or something.
Oh,
like that.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it was out there. It was out there. But yeah, I don't know what the status is going to be for Kelce. But the thing with the Chiefs is the Chiefs got to get younger, and the Chiefs got to get obviously the offensive line's got to get better, but it's hard to replace a guy like Kelce. They tried to, and they got I always forget their second tight end's name. They gave him a little money and everything like that. But yeah, if I'm Kelce,
Gray.
If I'm Kelce,
Owen
Gray.
Yeah.
If I'm Kelce, I'm gonna take all the time I
Noah
need.
Noah Gray.
If I'm Kelce, I'm taking all the time that I need, and I'm sure the Eagles are going to give him that.
Yeah,
they're going to give him that,
and they should.
Yeah.
No, you're right. That suit was very. Very 70s pornish.
Yeah.
His hair's kind of like that now, too.
Yeah, like he was
the middle part.
Like he was going up to the heels for a shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
The sunglasses are orange and match. It looks like blue blockers.
Yeah, like he was going up there for a shoot, man.
We had the 80s theme. Was the 80s theme?
Oh, yeah, I saw the pictures, man. Look awesome.
For the daddy-daughter dance on Saturday night. 80s fashion is fun. I got to wear, I always wanted a jean jacket, so I got to wear a jean jacket.
Look good on you, man.
Looked pretty good.
The one picture I saw, it looked good.
I got these Reeboks I'm wearing now.
Oh, nice.
It's kind of like that style of, there's a lot of New Balances and Reeboks and stuff out there from the 80s that people are wearing, so that's good.
Nice.
I kind of wanted some of those anyway. So I was able to scratch some of those 80s itches that I was having.
Well, there you go.
Which is good.
It's always good to scratch an itch from the 80s.
If you got an itch from the 80s, still,
your ass need to transplant.
Yeah, you probably
need
more
a body transplant or something. Yeah, dog.
At this point.
Yeah.
No, it was good to see, there was a lot of, obviously a lot of Run DMC.
Yeah.
That was a popular.
That's always going to be the popular one right there.
Then there was a lot of, neon kind of, jumpsuits, mm-hmm. That was good. And then I didn't think about this. People were so smart. Just go 80s movies. You had, Top Gun dads.
Okay.
Super smart.
Yeah.
Should have thought of that. You had, what was the Tom Selleck where he wore the Tiger's hat? Magnum P.I.?
Yes.
And the floral shirt.
Hawaiian shirt.
There was a dad like that. Wait, I was that dad.
Did he have the little ass shorts?
No, he had jeans on.
Okay, that was the one thing about Magnum P.I. Magnum, man, Selleck had them thigh highs. Above the thigh.
Yeah, that was popular in the 80s.
Yeah, that was.
That's kind of come back. The short shorts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not into
young fellas?
Yeah, I'm not into all that stuff.
They call them Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Yeah,
Hoochie Daddy, yeah.
I mean, I got a pair, but I don't wear them outside.
Wear them inside?
We're in my house, yeah. We're around the house. She likes to see them. I told y'all, she likes thighs.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, she likes mine.
Ladies do like thighs.
If
you have them, though.
I've been preaching it.
Yeah.
We all have thighs, Andy.
Well, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But not all thighs are created equal.
That is true.
You know what I mean?
That is true. That is so true. That is so true.
We got a little bit of time left.
Yeah, we got
I thought that was going to carry us to 15, but it didn't.
49ers are expecting to trade Deebo Samuels. I think this is a year, but I think this is the time. I mean, they've given permission, obviously, to see if they can him and his agent can find a trade partner. It does seem like it's about that time.
Yeah, it's just hard because he's perfect for what they do.
Yeah,
he's just hurt all the time.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be the biggest
thing. He got paid.
His market. He's got his money.
Yeah.
And everything like that. So I think that's going to be the biggest thing.
What's the market look like for Deebo Samuel?
I don't know.
Because again,
I saw it yesterday, and I completely agree. You got to put him somewhere where there's speed.
Yeah.
You got to put him somewhere where there's guys he'd be perfect in Kansas City.
Right.
He'd be perfect in Kansas City, man. A yak guy. Guy that can break tackles. Patrick can hit him over the middle. So If I'm Kansas City, I'm calling about it. Because they need, Rashid Rice is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you got Xavier Worthy. You don't have to bring back D-Hop. You don't have to bring Hollywood Brown.
No.
Juju, you can sign him again right before the playoffs. But you got to find another guy. And they get Deebo in there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I like it.
That's a good idea. They probably need to look at running back, too.
Oh, yes.
All right, we'll come back.
Yes.
We'll get back into some of the highlights from last night on the field, talk about how the Eagles did what they did. Just a historic beatdown of a great football team. Unexpected, to say the least. We'll get into it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoot do. Ooh, this sang.
Love it.
Oh, boy. Let me, I got my cigars in the car. I'm gonna get me a damn cigar. Can these windows open?
Okay.
Oh, this is that good old backyard chilling.
And that's what the weather was like this weekend. This was perfect.
No doubt about it.
Put on some nice calm music.
Yeah, man.
We were on the porch, I swear to God, more than we were, aside from us being asleep, we were on the front porch more than we were inside this weekend.
Or
outside. We were all over the place. Yeah. We spent the whole weekend outside. It was so great. Took the TV out there to watch stuff.
Like, man.
It was great.
Good day. Because, you know, my wife is a lot like your wife. And the fact is that if they get, like, an idea to build something, it's like, it's on. Mm-hmm. And she had this idea. She wanted to build a floating, like, you know how you have the server table and everything?
Yeah.
Well, she wanted to build one.
I've seen those.
Yeah.
Those are great.
Yeah. But she wanted one. I was like, okay, whatever. So I went and looked for one. It's like $130. I'm like, I'm not paying for that. And so she actually went and got the materials and made one yesterday.
Awesome.
And so we sat outside and made it and everything like that. And so she had to make sure it floats and everything. I was like, cool, whatever. But then once my wife gets into that mode, she has to start fixing stuff. All right?
She get like the juices get flowing.
The juices get flowing.
She's
dude,
like, all right.
And she just wants to start fixing stuff. And so I'm like, I had to tell her, I'm like, hey, sit your ass down, D. All right? Because all I hear is, what the hell's going on? The screw. The handle's a little jiggly. I'm like, okay.
Tighten it up.
And that's all you heard all day. She was literally walking around the house looking for stuff to use the drill on. The automatic screwdriver.
That's amazing.
Just walking, Andy, walking around the whole house, like shaking stuff. Oh, that's a little loose. All day yesterday.
I've been meaning to get to this.
All day.
So I'm in trouble because she's got the week off.
Uh-oh.
And
something can paint it.
She's not painted or built or torn. Who knows? Torn down?
Yeah.
You never know. Like, sometimes demolition starts, and I show up, and she's in the backyard with goggles on and a sledgehammer. And it's like, what are you? It's like, oh, I thought I'd get started on the patio. It's like, okay. And the best thing is, like, she'll start with the part that's the biggest deal.
Yep.
So then you have to keep going.
Yep.
Like, it's not like you don't start little. It's like, all right, we can work incrementally through this.
Yeah.
It's like, no, let me take out the load-bearing wall first.
Yes.
And then we can make sure that we have to immediately be working on it for the next week. Otherwise, our house is going to fall down.
Yeah, that was her yesterday. Right. Like, I was
great.
Like,
because
this is the first time I've ever had trees removed from the yard. We had a big tree that was it's on both of ours and Libby and Bob's property, so we split the cost. But I never, like, had none done at my house. And so it was crazy because I saw the tree, people pulling up. I'm like, why the hell are they here? And she's like, oh, I called them to come take down the tree. I said, we discussed removing the tree. We didn't say we were going to do it. And so the guy pulls up, got the big-ass truck and everything. And then, as you know, it's like 7-8 cars pull up behind them. What the hell's going on? Like, you have to have all these people?
The army of tree people.
The army, like, all
how big
these,
of a tree are we talking
really
about?
Oh, it was one of the ones, you know, where in the backyard, mm-hmm. It's on the side, the biggest one on the side of the house. And so I see all these guys that come, get out the car. I'm like, where the hell are y'all going? Like, I didn't know it took that many people to take down trees.
Mm-hmm.
Again, my wife. The one tree was supposed to come down, Andy.
Oh.
The one tree. The
there
one
was multiple
the
trees.
The one tree was supposed to come down.
Got it.
And so she's out there, huh. Hey, could you do that one too?
While you guys are here.
I was like, hold on.
You guys do a buy one, get one,
like,
kind of thing?
I spend the most time in the backyard in the summertime. You taking away my shade.
Yeah, trees are great.
Trees are great in the trade. So they're taking down limbs off. Oh, and while you're up there, how about trimming that one down right there? Dog, it was this one, and it was early, like came like 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
Hmm.
So we were those people.
Yeah, everyone in the neighborhood's like, "What's that sound?" Oh, the McMichaels are having
the
all the trees
taking down damn trees.
Yeah, no, with the price of chickens, how hard it's been to find eggs, and her having a week off, she's recruiting the children too.
Uh-huh.
Because like, oh, that'd be fun. Like,
yeah,
because she shows Lily like a picture of a chick,
uh-huh.
And she's like, "Oh, I want to get baby chicks," and so. It's all just...
There's a chicken coop in your backyard, right?
Probably not yet.
Yeah.
There's probably materials with which to build a chicken coop that's in my backyard right now.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I go home and probably start putting stuff together.
Have fun.
Start thinking of creative sports-related names for chickens. We had a bunch of people texting those in the other day. Oh, boy. The best part about the daddy-daughter dance, and then we'll get back into the Super Bowl halftime, or the Super Bowl, the actual game, was that they had, like, Disney princesses there. Mm-hmm. Like, they're, you know,
oh, okay.
real princesses, you know, mm-hmm. what I mean? It was Ariel from The Little Mermaid and Princess Aurora from Sleeping Beauty. And you could take pictures with them and talk to them. And she was like, she was like, her mind was blown. She's like, those are real princesses.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you've seen the movies.
Yeah.
You should go talk to them. And I didn't realize the fury that I was unleashing on these two women. Because she was relentless. Like, she was there. I'm not joking. It was kind of at the end of the night. So we went back a couple times. I was like, you know, they got to see other kids. You know, other kids want to talk to them and take pictures and hug and all that stuff. So we went back at the end. It was like maybe 20 minutes before the dance ended. And she just sat there with them. And thank goodness this lady knew The Little Mermaid
uh-huh.
as well as she did.
Right.
Because she was asking her stuff like, when you got your legs, how'd you know how to walk? It's a great question.
Yeah.
That's an incredible question. She said, what happened to Flounder?
Oh, God.
Because, like, that was your best friend underwater. Right. Now you live in, you know, what who's taking care of the kingdom? Prince Eric is. What about the underwater kingdom? I was like, and I looked at the lady a couple times. I was like, I didn't tell her any of this stuff. And then, like, at the end, I was like, thank you. Thank you for that. That was really
hell
great.
Yeah.
But it was like a Barbara Walters interrogation.
I tell you.
It was crazy.
I love the people who do those things, like the people at Disney and all those. I couldn't do that because I can't have kids just all on me like that.
Yeah.
You know, sneezing. They got cooties.
Oh, yeah.
Kids stay with cooties.
Hopefully those ladies were all, you know, vitamin C'd up and everything because they were hugging a lot of,
you know, we were talking about the production yesterday of the Super Bowl. Like, there was some parts, the part where the beginning of the game when they were out there leading out the Eagles thing. Eagles got a lot of damn, like, celebrity fans.
They do. Yeah. John Hamm did the Chiefs, and his voice cracked a couple times.
You saw that? Yeah.
And then Bradley Cooper nailed it.
I love it. And then Sun out there. Yeah, that was freaking awesome. But I was kept looking. I was like, damn, Eagles got a lot of damn celebrity fans.
They really do.
They really, really do.
A lot of celebrity fans.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
Which was, all right, well, whatever.
Chiefs have a lot of celebrity fans,
too. They do,
too. And the biggest celebrity fan.
Yeah.
They didn't show her much yesterday because there wasn't much to show.
No, there was not.
Nothing happened. Like, would Kelsey have two catches?
Two catches,
in the end? Is that what it was?
Yeah, he was pretty bad. Well, he wasn't bad. They were all bad.
Four catches.
They were all bad.
I don't really blame him so much as I credit the Eagles defense
because I'm looking at Abe's rundown. What was your favorite commercial? I love the Kanye because it was funny as hell to me. Because we're sitting there watching. I'm like, is that Kanye? Yeah. How the hell did he get on here?
My favorite one was probably the one where the kid, like, is coming out of the hospital with the boxing gloves on.
Right.
And they had the whole story. I was like, that one got me. I was definitely teary-eyed over that one. And then in terms of, like, fun, I like the mustache one.
That was funny.
The Pringles mustache one
that was
pretty
funny.
That one made me laugh.
I was like, Kanye's made me laugh. I was like, what the hell is he doing? Like, upside down at the dentist?
Being Kanye.
I was like, is he at the dentist?
Yeah.
That was the funny, because it was just random. You're looking commercials in, here he pops up.
Did you go to the website?
No.
Me either.
Of course not.
I was like, I almost had that thought of, because he had a, you know, he had a bit of a week last week on social media.
Yeah, he was off his meds.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm almost a little bit surprised. They were like, should we really show, like, this guy's a little bit.
Unhinged.
Yeah. Are we going to, but like, it is $8 million, so we will take the money.
Yeah, he got it.
Yeah, he's got it.
He got it.
Well, that was what the whole commercial was.
Yeah.
He spent all his money on the grill.
Oh, yeah. I was like, is he the dentist getting the grill?
I like that one. I like the David Beckham, Matt Damon one.
Yes.
That one was pretty funny.
Yes. I love the beginning one because I love me some damn Drewski in the donut commercial. Loved it. Just loved it. Just loved that. But yeah, I think overall, I mean, there wasn't nothing that was eye catch. You saw a couple things. Like, looks like Mission Impossible is coming back out.
Okay, sure.
With another one. They kind of hinted on the Fast and the Furious, the last one coming out, and things like that. But other than that, it's pretty tame.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I thought they were good. I thought the musical performances were good. I thought it's hard because the game was so out of hand, like midway through the third quarter, that then the broadcast kind of has to become like story time. It has to become, you got to do something to keep the viewer engaged with a game that's over.
Right.
Like, the game is over with. And that's something that is learned over time with broadcasters that have worked together for a long time. It became pretty clear that, like, you know, he's just not quite there yet as far as some of that stuff goes, which is tough because it's the Super Bowl and you'd like someone to be there.
Right.
You understand why he has the gig because he's Tom Brady. But, like, his inexperience, I think, was kind of on full display in the second half of that game.
A little bit.
Just because it got so bad and it became time to, like Burkhart was teeing him up.
He got him.
It was like, hey, man, tell us some stories. Right. You played in 10 of these things.
Right.
Like, tell us some stuff. And then he'd just be like, well, you know, you just really got to make sure you keep picking up first downs. It was like, you got to be blanking kidding me. You got to say something, man.
No.
Like, you got to say something.
Tom was hanging there. But ultimately, the best part is, we were talking about it, when the players have the kids. When the players have their kids on the field and they're playing in the confetti, it's just freaking awesome. And we talked about it. Like, Saquon's baby girl, I would have been hollering, my baby.
I was at home, and
dude,
it wasn't even
I was
my
like,
kid.
Oh, my God. What a beautiful, beautiful moment between her and her papa.
Yep.
And just like Nick Sirianni, his
son's kids was great.
Just that whole vibe with the babies. Watching A.J. Brown with his babies, it's so cool. And especially watching Saquon shotgun beers in the damn locker room.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
You never know. Like, there's always guys you predict you're going to be the, like, who's going to be the drunkest?
I would never pick Saquon.
I would have never picked Saquon.
Yes, never.
But I kind of love it.
Yes.
You know, the offensive linemen, if there's like a dirtbag linebacker or something like that, you pick those guys. Nope. Saquon. He emptied a bottle of Don Julio.
Yes. No. Already empty. The dude gave it to him empty. Okay. And Saquon turns it up, looks at it.
All I saw was Saquon with the empty bottle. Yeah. Okay. Like, that would have been pretty good, pretty impressive. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy, a couple minutes away from the back page with Bo. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Haven't talked a ton about it today, understandably, as the Super Bowl was last night, but the Hawks won both games over the weekend.
Yeah, man.
Back at it tonight at the Orlando Magic. 7 o'clock tip-off right here.
7 o'clock.
Sports Radio, yeah. Love a 7 o'clock tip-off. And with Trae Young making the All-Star team, he was added to the All-Star team today with Giannis being hurt. Now you got Reese Hoshea in the Rising Stars game on Friday. Reese Hoshea is going to be in the Skills Challenge.
Oh, is he?
On Saturday. Okay. He was a part of the All-Star Saturday night.
Okay.
And then Trae Young will be in the All-Star game on Sunday.
All right.
So all 3 days covered by your Atlanta Hawks.
Good, good, good. And then that the winner of that game that Reese Hoshea is in gets the opportunity to play against the three other All-Star teams. Okay. Makes sense. I'm still trying to figure out this format.
Me too. I didn't even know that.
Is everything gonna?
I was just like, yep.
Is everything gonna be on Sunday? Like, I mean, how long are the games?
It's all great questions. Yeah, right. You know, we're all gonna tune in and find out together, or we're not.
Probably won't.
Yeah.
I try to catch Saturday night, but Sunday after the player intro. I go right away. I love the player intro.
Yeah, sure.
And then I just go, all right, going about my business. So we'll see.
Quite a bummer. God, the All-Star Saturday night used to be appointment television.
Yes.
I was so fired up about the dunk contest every single year.
When it was great? When dudes had handheld camcorders.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they'd be, not in dunk contests with their phone. Like Shaq and KG, them had them handheld cameras. That's when it was great.
With the flip-out screen
flip-out looking at the side. That's when it was great.
Really was.
Everybody got damn pixels and phones and stuff.
It's all pixely.
It's all pixely now.
Yeah.
Everybody want to be so damn cool. Even the All-Stars, all of them don't even come no more. Remember, all of them were sitting.
Right, like if you were in the game, you would be there.
Everybody would be sitting courtside cheering. Yeah, now all of them have damn industry parties.
Yeah, they have parties.
Yeah, they have parties.
You might
Saturday
be lucky
night.
If you see like Pat Bev sideline or something Saturday night. I know he's not even in the league anymore. Yeah. Just pumping his podcast.
Yeah, be cracking up, making that videotape about Dalton Knick. You need to tell him I got to go back.
Yeah, man. The trade got nixed.
Yeah, dog.
Would Mark Williams fail his physical?
Dog.
You know how bad you got to be to fail a physical
and
when
think,
they want
and
you?
And I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Charlotte didn't tell him something when they sent him over there. All right, now.
Wait a minute. This guy's only got 8 fingers.
Hey.
What are we doing here?
Make sure you try to hold your tears, okay? Because they're going to yank at your leg, okay? And we don't need them to know that you're missing a femur.
Yeah, what's your pain tolerance
you
like?
You know what I'm saying? We don't want you to know that you're missing a femur right there, okay?
When they do that little reflex thing on your knee, just kick. Just pretend.
Yes.
They don't need to know you don't have a patellar tendon.
Yeah, all right. We need you to.
They can find that out after the trade goes through.
Man.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy that got next. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their 3 locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hey, Bo.
So I just like y'all, started with Super Bowl coverage probably about 9 a.m. as soon as I woke up on Sunday. So I started before they went to a basketball game on ESPN, and we were all greeted with a very welcome return.
Y'all already know it's the big crybaby here, man. Hey, y'all, I couldn't do it alone. And I really thank y'all, NFL, my teammates. I've seen Pep, I've seen Miss Green, I've seen Brady Belichick. Hey, guys, it's been hard, but I got a lot of love and a lot of people believe in me, man. So I'm happy to be here, man. You said, Greeny, don't do it again. Let's get this show started, man. Yeah, God bless you, man. You all, man. God is good, man.
I usually don't watch the ESPN one, but I made sure I watched it when I found out that Randy was going to be back. They had a brilliant, awesome tribute to him before that. And, yes, Randy going to cry. Randy going to cry. And I thought it was so awesome.
And did they give an update? I didn't see it. Did they give an update on how he's doing?
No. They really didn't go into all
but
that.
I mean, he's back, he's so back. That's good.
He's in remission, I think. So they went in and removed the tumor.
Okay.
So as long as it doesn't come back, he went through a little bit of chemo, I think. Sure. And,
but he was like, he was in for all the segment.
Okay.
Like he was going in. Then when he was out, they would put Kelce in there and so everything. But yeah, it was so good to see Randy
yesterday. Yeah, that's awesome.
And they brought back, you got Moss.
Yes.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. They had a You Got Blocked segment.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. It's always funny.
You got to come up with something.
But the funniest thing is when they show like highlights from when they were playing, and they showed a highlight when like in the Carolina Panthers Super Bowl when Brewski got You Got Blocked. Well, yeah. It was pretty corny. It was pretty corny.
And then, of course, I'm sure that – I don't know if y'all did, but I sure as hell went down the Jameis Winston Fox correspondent rabbit hole, which, wow, is it deep. So we'll start here. Here is before all of the Bourbon Street festivities. This is actually Jameis talking to a room full of students.
What are we sending our attention to? Are we watching Megan Thee Stallion twerking videos? Are we watching Kobe Bryant greatness videos? I'm not just listening to what somebody tell me to do, but I'm putting in the effort of what I'm going to do each day. How I'm going to pour into myself. How I'm speaking to myself. How I'm reading to enhance myself. The people that I'm listening to, the people that I'm allowing to impact my energy that I have. And the third thing, it come natural. Once you have God and once you educate yourself, I can do anything I put my mind to.
There you go, Jameis. Inspirational speech to a room full of students. I want Jameis to come speak to my softball team. I just think that'd be
phenomenal.
I can see Livy and I'm looking at him like,
what is he talking about? I will say this, though, just about like the first part of the message, like a little balance is okay.
A balance is okay.
You can watch inspirational videos and appreciate Megan Thee Stallion.
Because it's very inspirational when she twerking when I see it.
Yeah, like it's just a different type of inspiration. Depends on what he's trying to get inspired
for. You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't have to be
It ain't all
Kobe Bryant Mamba grind videos all the time.
Sometimes
it could be
sometimes
Megan Thee Stallion grind videos.
You want to see some yams.
So,
y'all remember when I told you about Shad Khan's yacht being parked in New Orleans? Or I guess boated, whatever you call it, hooked up. What do you call it when you park a boat?
Docked.
In New Orleans, and it's the biggest thing out there. So Jameis stumbled upon Shad Khan's boat and tried to get him on it, and then he stumbled upon an Atlanta Falcon while he was in the process.
I'm about to get on this boat. I'm going to find a way to get on this boat. Is that a Jaguar on the boat?
Jaguar?
You got to believe that it's something down there. It has to be a club. It has to be something. Come over here. What's the first thing you think of when you see this boat?
I'd love to make love to my wife on top of it.
We went there fast, okay?
Just some DIY walking
down
the street.
Yo, listen, anytime you walk into New Orleans, you just don't walk up on premier elite athletes like this guy right here. I'm Jameis Winston, Fox Sports correspondent, and right now I'm standing with you, the starting quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons, Michael Penix. What's up, Michael? What you talking about, man?
What's up, man? Out here with you, man.
Man, you is out here with me. But, Mike, bro, what is the first thing you thought about when you saw this boat, dog?
I just told Red, I said, it's only something I see in movies.
One thing, I mean, obviously I've known you for a long time, and right now I don't have a job, okay? I'm jobless. And you are NFL quarterback right now with the Atlanta Falcons. Do you think you can help me get on this boat?
Man, I don't know. I don't know if I got that in me. You could actually get somebody to think that you own this boat the way that you speak.
You're right.
I ain't gonna lie.
I might.
You just gotta find the right person.
I might do that.
So I guess Michael Penix is out for a jog, or maybe they put him there. I don't know.
And he just randomly walks into the, but usually when you're in players' areas, you just like everywhere.
Yeah.
Randomly, like, damn, what's up, bro? What you doing there? You know, I'm down here, dude, trying to make them money. Like, that's all that's down there, man. So, yeah. But I'll tell you this. That's one of the coolest things in the world, I mean, seeing those super yachts. It is – and you see them up close.
Right.
It's like we were in the Bahamas, and with Steven Spielberg's yacht was down there. Dude, it's the damn mansion.
Right.
The thing is, it's humongous.
That guy's answer was exactly
it's
right,
humongous.
Though. Like, that's –
hell yeah.
That's one of the first things I think about when I see those yachts. It's like, think of all the fun you could have on that
thing. On the helipad.
Yeah, on the helipad.
Yes. Exactly. In the middle of the, hell no, we're doing it on the dock.
Wherever you want.
Show them what you're working with.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever you want.
Yeah, that's got to be the coolest.
I thought he was about to ask Penix for a job.
I did too.
In Atlanta.
I really thought he was going
to. And then my mind started
going. I think he
wants
to start
that direction.
I thought he was going to ask him too. Can you help me get a job in Atlanta? And I thought he was going to say something. And Kirk's not coming back.
Right.
So
you guys need a backup quarterback.
You need a backup quarterback.
I'll take Jameis Winston, the backup quarterback.
I don't think he wants to be a backup, though.
No, I know he
did address Penix as a future Super Bowl champion.
I would love for him to come here and be the backup quarterback.
He's so great.
And he would have to have media availability every week.
He would have to.
We'd get him first.
Yes.
Come on.
We would definitely. We would call Dave Bashley if he was here. It's like we want to have a regular with Jameis.
Well,
oh,
weekly,
so a weekly, yeah.
I know other players have done it before. They got coach weeklies, whatever. Usually, the backup quarterback doesn't have one.
Yes,
we need one.
We want Jameis to be our weekly. Yes.
Now that we've put that in the ether, just in case, in the event that he ends up here.
We called dibs.
We claim it.
We got
called dibs first.
We called dibs on Jameis.
All right, so then Jameis makes his way into Jean Lafitte's, which is a bar, one of the oldest bars in New Orleans. From the looks of all the videos, he was there all freaking day. And as you can tell, I pieced together 1 minute of it. But he was there serving drinks. He was dancing on the bar. He was playing with a jazz band that was there. Take a listen to Jameis and a little bit of that purple drink inside of him.
Hey, y'all. Jameis Winston back here. And before I was a Fox Sports correspondent, I was a Buccaneer. And today, I'm going to take you to one of the oldest bars in the city of New Orleans. And I heard it was a pirate bar. Today, I'm going to go and look for the buried treasure, matey. Rawr. I am Pirate Jameis Winston, and if you're looking to party and help me search for the mysterious treasure, please raise your hand if you want some purple drink on me.
Purple drink.
One of my favorite drinks growing up was a purple grape cone. I used to go up the street in my hometown in Bessemer, Alabama, to the corner store and pop me over a purple grape cone and give me some pickled pig feet. This is taking me back to those old days. But I'm sure pirates were smacking on some pig feet back in the day. Just like pig feet, it rhymes with the pirate Lafitte. And Pirate Lafitte got to be my cousin because this purple drink is dank.
What a great guy.
What in the world?
I know you talking about
exactly.
I know the drink you're talking about, probably them little hugs. You remember the little hugs?
With like the foil on
top?
Yeah,
the little hug costs a dime. Yeah, so the little hugs, and then you get your pickle pig feet and everything. So yeah, Jameis was on one. And that place, bro, what's it called again?
Jean Lafitte's.
Is that the one indoor-outdoor, right?
I think, okay,
so I have been there. It's cool ass, but you can sit there all day.
100%.
Yeah, you did.
You can
that's
sit there
one of the ones
day.
You can go to, and it's actually like a bar inside. Yeah. It is a walk up, just like most of them, but you can actually go.
But that's what, like, it has all like the fountains and stuff outside of it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you can actually walk and sit there all day.
And then, of course, post Super Bowl, it didn't take long for the citizens of the city of Philadelphia to destroy the place. Eagles fans were videoed looting a truck full of linen, which is just like an Alsco truck that you see driving down the street.
Just bringing tablecloths and towels and stuff?
They brought out tablecloths and towels and set them on fire to celebrate a Super Bowl win.
Come on.
There was a couple of videos of fights that were caught, and there was a video of a fan smacking a cop in the back of a helmet as he drove by, and then I guess came back by to maybe write the guy a ticket and smacked him again. So I wouldn't recommend going and smacking cops if you're out there celebrating a Super Bowl win.
No.
And then tearing down traffic lights seems to be a pretty popular thing to do when your team wins the Super Bowl.
I just don't understand the destruction of your city when your team wins.
I don't either.
You should be happy.
Or even any other city. It seems like a celebrated, like, no crimes need to be committed.
Thank you for not going out and destroying the city of New Orleans.
Yeah.
Destroy Philadelphia. Leave New Orleans alone.
That was in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you were saying that was in New Orleans. Well, one guy died last week falling off a light pole.
Off a light pole, yeah.
Like, because they got to grease them, so they can't
grease
climb
them down. Exactly, and you know this dumbass.
Yeah, it's not good.
Are the Eagles going to pay for your service?
I don't think so.
Stop being a dumbass.
That's a tough, like, God. That's such a disappointing. Like, if you're a family member, it's like, oh, what happened? Fell off a light pole because the Eagles won. Damn, tough way to go out.
Wait, what was he doing on top of
another one?
Pole?
Yeah, not great. Hey, nothing says Valentine's Day like lunch at Twin Peaks with me and Abe. That's what we'll be doing Friday for a special broadcast. Join us from 11 to 2, Twin Peaks and Buckhead, as we get ready for the NBA All-Star Game, the Daytona 500, and a big college basketball weekend. I can't wait to talk about all that stuff. I know a ton about the Daytona 500. That's Friday at Twin Peaks, again, with me and Abe, the most romantic place in the city. The sexiest sports radio show in America. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.